In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood sitting in for Ben Johnson. This is Marketplace Tech. If it seems like every day brings a new story about self-driving cars, you are not imagining it. Everyone from Volvo to Audi to Google to Lyft are working on technology to get us to that future. Ford has been among the most aggressive automakers, so much so that it's turning itself into a bit of a venture capitalist. Here's Ford CEO Mark Fields announcing the company's next move on Friday in San Francisco.
We're investing $1 billion over 5 years in Argo AI, an artificial intelligence company. And their role is going to be to develop the virtual driver system for autonomous vehicles.
Argo AI is a brand new company headed by self-driving car veterans from Google and Uber. Its goal is to get a fully autonomous car on the road by 2021. I spoke to Ford CEO Mark Fields just after the announcement. So where does this put you, do you think, in terms of the competition, in terms of this type of technology in general?
Well, I can't speak overall for the competition, but, you know, I feel very confident in the approach we're taking and confident in, you know, our intent to have a fully autonomous vehicle in the market in 2021. And this approach, I think, just strengthens the work that we're doing. Because, again, a lot of this comes down to the talent. You know, it's a war for talent out there. And if we can combine the best of a startup by being able to compensate people with equity upside, but and marry that to a guaranteed customer, so to speak, in Ford, that's the best of both worlds.
Let's talk about the technology, though. What do these guys say to you? I mean, they're obviously very well pedigreed, but how do they convince you to spend $1 billion on them instead of in-house?
Listen, they've been at this for quite some time in terms of the development of autonomous vehicle software, and that's very attractive to us. So we're trying to make 1 + 1 = 3 here.
Do you think this could be a new model for you? You get into venture, you start funding all kinds of startups?
Well, we think this is, again, this is kind of unique. It does it leave open the opportunity for an additional investor down the road or to IPO it? Maybe. It's not in the plan right now. But we think this is, these days, you have to think very creatively as you think about the technology and the talent that you need.
That was Ford CEO Mark Fields. Now, this business arrangement is a little unusual. Ford is the sole investor in Argo AI, and Argo can hire anyone it wants and offer them equity in that company. If the technology is successful, it could become a platform for autonomous cars that Ford and Argo could license to other companies. But again, why not do all of that in-house? Here's Chris Jones, chief analyst at the research firm Canalys.
There's a dearth of talent in this area. You know, you get the flexibility of being in a startup, but you have the solid foundation of a global international automotive OEM. So I think it would make a pretty attractive proposition.
Do you think that's really what it is? It's all about the talent?
It's absolutely about the talent. But I think there'll be a lot more acquisitions and mergers in this space in the coming 3 or 4 years as people jockey for position.
See, this particular car race is kind of like the Fast and Furious, but instead of racing hot rods, they're fighting over programmers. Let's turn now to the smartphone race. Apple, just as of late last year, now has a bigger portion of the smartphone market than Samsung. That's, of course, after Samsung had to discontinue its flagship smartphone because its batteries kept catching on fire. Now, Samsung is expected to release a new phone next month. It'll have a lot of bells and whistles, but will it be enough to take people's minds off the company's battery problems? Julie Osk is a senior analyst covering mobile for Forrester. I met up with her in downtown San Francisco and asked her how much Samsung will have to do to gain back consumer trust.
I wouldn't be too worried about the consumer trust issue. If we evaluate how consumers make purchases about smartphones at the end of the day, they tend to either be in the Apple camp or in the Android camp. And then once they're in the Android camp and they're committed to that ecosystem, then you know, Samsung is usually at the top of the list unless you're in China.
If you had to pinpoint their biggest concern, then it's not people having a negative impact or negative idea about the possibility of explosion. It's more Apple.
Yeah, if I'm Samsung, I would say my biggest concern is that consumers look to me for hardware innovation and we're reaching the limits of what they can do that consumers are able to notice. And when we think about, well, where does the hardware go from here? Okay, now we've got a curved screen and it's easier to log in and there's a thumbprint on the back of the screen, on the back of the phone probably. But if I'm Samsung, my biggest concern is that the future is in services, the future is in having my customers own an ecosystem of my products, and the future is in a virtual assistant. The race is on right now to own that in the consumer's home, and Samsung's behind.
Yeah, let's talk about the virtual assistant thing. Google has made such a huge deal about the Google Assistant. Siri, I think you could argue, has lagged pretty badly behind the pack. What would Samsung have to do to impress there? Because they don't, you know, they have TVs and washing machines and refrigerators. Is there an ecosystem play for them that could be compelling?
Samsung has a number of challenges here. One is you would have to argue about the strength of their media play versus an Amazon or a Google, because that's one of the starting places for a lot of consumers when they buy one of these wireless speakers with an assistant in it is play my music. And then the second thing is Samsung just doesn't have as much data about us as an Amazon or a Google or an Apple does today. But it's very hard to serve up relevant services to me and know what I want without knowing a lot about me. And Samsung just falls short there.
Julie Oss, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Are you sensing a theme here today? The race is on. In San Francisco, I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.